USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is holding firm that Iran was behind last week's attacks on two oil tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday that he didn't want to talk about U.S. options.
We continuously update option sets for the president. We've taken a handful of those actions to increase the opportunity to convince Iran that these actions aren't in their best interest, and it appears to be Iran that wants to continue to escalate this conflict.
President Trump is lashing out at the New York Times after its report that the U.S. had bored into Russia's power grid, installing malware in an effort to deter future cyber activity by Moscow. U.S. officials have said for years that Russia has tried many times to infiltrate the U.S. power grid through hacking. According to the Times, the U.S. is now attempting to do the exact same hacking to Russia. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Israel has approved a new community that is named after President Trump on a contested zone with Syria. The Trump Heights Project is intended to cement ties after the president broke with other world powers to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the plateau in March. David Freeman is the U.S. ambassador to Israel.
This is incredibly important territory for the state of Israel. Few things are more important to the security of the state of Israel than permanent sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
Hong Kong's China-backed government has apologized over the handling of politically charged legislation that sparked massive protests. The statement says deficiencies in the government's work has led to substantial controversies and disputes in society, causing disappointment and grief among the people. It says Chief Executive Carrie Lam apologized to the people of Hong Kong. Leaders of the huge protests are rejecting the apology and demanding that Carrie Lam resign from her post. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The national average for gasoline has declined for the sixth consecutive week, falling by 7 cents to $2.66 per gallon. John Clemens has more.
The market has been able to shrug off any concerns from last week's attacks by Iran on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there were a couple of other factors as well.
The market is still obsessed and concerned with tensions between the U.S. and China on trade, and that has continued to pressure oil, which stands at about $52.50 per barrel. That's $14 lower than the levels we saw in April.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump believes one of the top three polling Democrats is likely to be his challenger next year. But there's 23 to choose from. Less than 2 weeks before Democrats have their first debate, President Trump is sizing up his competition. He downplayed polls on how he'd do against any of them. On Fox and Friends, the president went after frontrunner Joe Biden to start with.
Everybody knows Joe doesn't have it. Now I see that Pocahontas is doing better. I would love to run against her, frankly. I see that Bernie Sanders is not doing well at all. I would have, frankly, liked to have run against. I think it's probably those three.
The president spent nearly an hour on the Fox program. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.